But it's just a pleasure to be here tonight, and I come a long ways, church, and I give all honor and glory unto my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And I want to thank my church family, because it's a true saying that when you assemble yourself in the house of the Lord, that when times do get hard, when the hill is too hard to climb, that your church got your back. And I know for sure my church had my back, and most of all, I knew that my pastors had my back. And I just thank the Lord for such great shepherds here at Victory. Thank God for all the praise and worship. I just thank God for everything that is here at Victory that is like Him. I thank the Lord for it. If you would, could we bow our heads right quick? Oh, dear Heavenly Father, we just come now, Father God, asking you to have your way, your will, Father God. Let your will be done, your way be done. In and throughout your word, Father God, in and throughout these people that have ears to hear for it. Father God, we pray that you anoint their ears to hear. But Lord, I ask you to let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer, Father God. And I thank you for another opportunity, Lord. And I pray, O Father God, that you would touch me, that I will decrease and you will increase, and your spirit can flow at peace and at your will, Lord. And pray that someone will hear a word, Father God, that will strengthen them and make them become more stronger than they was before they came. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. If you would, we're going to go to 1 John. 1 John chapter 2, 15 through 17. Some of you Bible scholars probably know where I'm going. And it reads as thus. Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, I want y'all to listen to this part, what you got to expect of the world. The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. Is not, it tells you right now, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world is passing away, and the lust of it. But he who does the will of God abides forever. Church say amen. If you want to abide forever, you got to do what? The will of God. And what is God's will? Huh? His word. And you know, I think 1 Joshua 1 and 8 says that we should what? Meditate upon that word day and night. And then it gives you a promise when it said that we should meditate upon that word tonight. What is the promise? Do anybody know what the promise is? Huh? That you shall prosper and be in good success. And, you know, I thank God for his goodness. I thank God for all he have done in my life and through my life. And if I had to have a subject today, it would be, let's keep the enemy at bay. And the first one that we read was what? The lust of the flesh. The lust of the flesh, it is a physical desire. It is the people sometimes who we associate with, but it's also something that keeps you satisfied. And the thing is about that, the only thing that should keep us satisfied is God's word and his goodness. And as I was studying and meditating on this thing, I had one sermon say what to do. I was going to preach what to do in trouble. Then that kind of blend in right with this, because all those things are trouble if you read the text right. And then one of them was going to be sipping, dipping, and tipping. And I got to thinking about that, and then that right there, some of that same thing that you do when you sip, dip, and tip is going to be a part of that. So the Lord, he just touched my heart. And if I could, I want to share what God has in my heart to his people. The lust of the flesh. as I said earlier, is the desire that you want. And that's a bad thing to be when desire is what you want. Because at one time, I believe selling drugs, chasing women, drinking. I know y'all ain't guilty of none of that. Praise God. Hallelujah. But if you is, I'm going to give you a way out. And it's going to be by the word of God. Because God's word is true and it is real. I'm a living witness. And the first thing that I feel like when you're in a situation that I was in, to start assembling yourself, I think is Hebrews 10:25. And I tell you what, if you can start assembling yourself, the old saying is, if you lay around dog with fleas, you'll get them on you. But if you come to church, you fool around, the spirit get a hold to you, change your whole world. How many can witness to that? Hallelujah, hallelujah. I thank the Lord for that. And as I was on that journey, y'all, it was getting harder and harder, as you saw my testimony. And I knew it had to be a better way. And I had a pastor that, I just lost my mother in 2000. I had a pastor that they had sent to me. And I was praying then. I said, Lord, you got to send me somebody that'll mentor me. And it wasn't long. Pastor Sutton, he's dead and gone right now, but I thank the Lord for Pastor Sutton. And then as Pastor Sutton, probably about 3 or 4 weeks, he got out of my life. God blessed me with Pastor Jerry. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. A man that know love, and I was a man that didn't know love. All I know was to get it and go and do what need to be done and pray that I didn't get caught, which I didn't. And I thank the Lord for that. I really do. But that was some of the part of the lust of the flesh. It's the things that you desire to do. It can be a sort of all different things. You might choose to go fishing instead of coming to assemble yourself. You might choose to go shopping instead of coming to assemble yourself with your sisters and your brother. But it's the desires that old flesh have. And you know that the flesh and the spirit is imitated to one another. And you know, and it was a fight for me. But I thank God when I got filled with the Holy Spirit, that fight had to come to an end. And therefore I say it's a way to keep the enemy at bay. And the only way that I learned is the word of God. Because God's word tells you, I think it's 8:32. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. I'm a living witness in that, you all, because at the time when I stopped selling drugs and I stopped drinking, I stopped gambling, I had one more problem. It was women. And, you know, it was so amazing that when I come here, I was almost delivered when I got here, but thank God for Brother Johnny. I've been hearing different guys, my brother Chet. He was the first one to come up to me and ask me one day, man, have you talked to Brother Johnny yet? He's about that delivering class. A couple of weeks went on by. I didn't think nothing about it. Then Pastor Jerry, we was out there at a wildlife game out there at Riverwoods. And he walked up to me and he said, how you doing, my brother? He gave me a good warm hug. Boy, I tell you, when you Pastor Jerry hug, if you don't feel nothing, something wrong with you. Because it's full of love. And at that time, he came, he said, man, I want you to meet Brother Johnny. So me and him and Brother Johnny, we talked for a little while, and they set up me a meeting. And thank God for the meeting. I never have had a true spirit-filled delivery. God, he took the desires to sell drugs, to smoke marijuana. I didn't do a whole lot of drugs. I smoked a bunch of marijuana. You feel this church up there, it probably wouldn't hold it all. But I thank God for that deliverance. And I tried heroin one time, and I tried meth one time. But all the rest of that stuff, I never did do a whole lot of drugs. Like I say, just weed. But as me and Brother Johnny was talking, he asked me, he said, Andy, you know the first time that you laid down with a woman. He had a sheet of paper and he tore it in half. He said, you gave half of yourself away. Boy, and when he said that, I said, okay, half myself gone. Then he said, but the next one you did, another half. I said, I'm getting real slim now. And then I knew I had a list to go. I said, my God, my God. But my God is real. So me and Brother John and them, we went in that room. We sit about an hour and stuff. And he took me through all of the deliverance and everything from soul ties to generation curse and everything. And you know, when we got finished, I felt something at the top of my head to the sole of my feet. And I tell you, as this day, I've never had the desire to be with no one but my wife, Maria. And I thank God for that, because I know that was God. Couldn't nobody do it but him. And I'm telling you, if you got any problems, anything in your life that you need to be delivered from, need to be cured from, get in the Word of God. Look in your concordance and find out what that problem is and go to looking at it. But right before I went to that deliverance class, boy, it was probably about 2 weeks, I was reading the Word and fornication. I said, well, let me do a little search on fornication. No one had never really told me about the deliverance and all that. They just told me it was wrong. But I saw everybody else doing it. They had nice cars, nice homes, even had their wives. I said, shoot, it's going to be all right. But I looked up that word. And when I got through looking at that word, every time in every chapter of the Bible that word was in, fornication, it had death behind it. And boy, that was enough to scare me, y'all. And that's the thing that I know about the Word of God. What it says, what, in John 8:32, you shall know the truth and it shall make you free. If you get into God's Word and go to reading His Word, you'll know that it will make you free. That's the only thing that's going to set you free. It says, in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And I'm telling you, if you, as my good friend of mine, Prophet Ford, everybody know him. And I never will forget the first time I heard him. He said, if you put the Word of God on the situation, therefore you have God on your situation. Therefore, the situation changed in Jesus' name. And I'm a witness to that. It always made me that you should know the truth and the truth shall make you free. And it's so true. And that's, if I don't remember nothing there from Prophet Ford, which I remember a lot of things, but that stuck in my head. And I thank God for it. And I pray that y'all would get this revelation so that all these troubles and all these trials and things you're going through, you can overcome it. Because that's going to be the only way, is His Word. He said everything else around here will not stand, going to pass away. But my Word shall not depart. And the thing is about it, it's in your Bible probably 4 times. And I'm telling you, and that's the truth. And when I got that revelation, I said, it's one thing I know that I got to have. I got to get in God's Word. And man, I got to get in that Word. I got so good in God's Word that one time I would read the 4 Gospels and the New Testament once a week. And I tell you what, I got to reading. But I was in Bible school at that time, Pastor Elaine. Great teacher. Y'all give Pastor Elaine a hand in our absence. Great teacher. And I was reading that word and I was meditating on that word. And that word began to do something on the inside of me. It got me to where not only did I want to be free, I wanted the people around me to be free. And you know, when you're a babe and all that stuff, you want to push it on them. Make them get it. You can't make them get it. You got to pray that they get the desire to get it. And then you talk to them about it. So, you know, a new babe, you always, I got it, I know you need it, and you know, you just want everybody to be full, to be free. And that's the way it should be, but you gotta know it's a way to do it. You can't shove it down their throat or anything. And that's a lot of what mine's on, the lust of the flesh. I could go on that, but time is passing on. Let's look at the lust of the eyes. That was the second trick of the enemy. And see, the thing about the enemy, his tricks don't change. He come at you a different way, but it's still the same thing. It's 3 ways. And I just read, lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and pride of life. It's only 3 weapons he got. And most of them, guess where they started? In your mind. In your mind. And it says, and I got a scripture that says, be ye not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. And the only way you're going to renew your mind is with the Word of God. That's why Joshua said you should meditate upon the Word day and night. And Psalms, I believe, 1 and 2 says the same thing, that you should do my law and meditate upon it. And I tell you, meditation is pondering on that thing, reading that word and pondering upon it, want to know the meaning of it. And sometimes you might call a friend, you might even call your pastor, you might not get no answer. But I tell you what, get you a Bible concordance. But now you got these cell phones, just say Google. I got a phone, you say, all you got to do is say, just say Google. And then, what do this mean in Hebrew? And it'll run it out there to you. I'm telling you, the technology is wonderful if you use it right. I got a friend back there, Brother Danny Lonnens. He was talking to me about Facebook. But for the one that just go on Facebook and look at this and look at that, and not trying to inspire nobody to change or live for the Lord, I got something for you tonight. Instead of going on Facebook, I dare you to put your faith in this book. It'll make a difference in your life. I dare any of you to put your faith in this book. And then there's another thing that's, you know, that we do a lot of is texting. And don't get me wrong, some of it's good, because when God created it, he created good. But you know, when man get a hold of something, what happened? They corrupt it. But I promise you, if you're not texting Jesus love you, and you're texting all that other stuff, I dare you to stop texting and read the text and see what it'll do to you. It'll change your whole mind, your whole way of seeing. And the thing is about the eyes, lust of the eyes, I'm going to tell you what gets you in the lust of the eyes. That second look. First look ain't bad, but you look at that second time. Then your mind go to turning. Your wheels go to rolling. Then for you know it, dead smack in the middle of sin. Sin is death, y'all. It says, the word says, to fear God is to what? Hate evil. Amen. Amen. And in order to hate evil, y'all, you got to find out what evil is. And the only way you can truly find out what evil is in the word of God. But some of it is just obvious. You know what it is. You know, it ain't one and two is what? Three. See, most people say two. They thought one and one, but you're right, Sister Eva. It's three. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit is the word of God. And I'm telling you, until you get baptized and feel in with the Holy Spirit, these trials and tribulations are going to be so rough, but you still can make it. But the way you got to make it is to be out here. Be assemble yourself in the house of the Lord among other saints that they can pray your way in. Because see, when you're in trouble and you're weak and you're discouraged, it's hard to say a word to God. But you can tell your brothers and sisters about what you're going through, and they can pray you through. But when you're out there in that world and it hits you, them doors get knocked in, it just be the grace of God. And sometimes it don't even be the grace of God. So I challenge you that if you haven't been coming to church, been tipping, dipping, and sipping, I challenge you to come to church and read and pray and worship and praise God. And see, don't a change come. I promise you that. Then it goes on down to say what the lust of the eyes is. The lust of the eyes, let me get to it, is craving and accumulating things. Putting other things before God. The lust of the eyes. Well, I see this, I want that. Well, I see this, I want that. You got this old craving. Like me, my craving was weed. Shoot, I didn't think I could make it with daddy. I really didn't. I truly didn't. That's just how far I was gone, y'all. But I thank God. Now I know I cannot make it without the word of God. And the smoke that I blow now is about my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Any other smoke you won't see come out of my mouth. And that's why I've spent a lot of time on tipping, dipping, and sipping. Sometimes you can dip something that you don't even need. You know, It's a shame some of our churches and some of the leaders in our churches, they're sipping, dipping, and tipping. And when you got that kind of leadership, and when you got that kind of stuff going on, people that you done put in charge, the power cannot come like God wanted to come. But it's one thing I can tell you. Don't leave. Keep coming to church. And before you know it, you'll stop tipping, you'll stop sipping, and you'll stop dipping. Because I'm a living witness. I did it all, y'all. But I didn't. But Christ that lives in me did it. Because you can't do nothing on your own. The Bible say, at your very best, you was a filthy rag in his eyesight. So that lets you know what most people be saying. Well, when I get right, I'm coming to church. Well, I'm here to tell you, you won't never come to church because you cannot get right on your own. You take the power of God and the desires of your heart to want to change and get right with God. And I challenge anybody, when the altar call come tonight, if you got the lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and this last one that we're going to talk about, I dare you to come to this altar because a change is going to come. I have many mornings when I first started coming to Victory, we would have our 20-day fast. And after that 20-day fast, I was coming to church every morning for 21 days, my bad. And that last day, it hurted me so bad. I said, man, this thing got in. And I went to Pastor and I said, Pastor Jerry, I said, let's see if we can let this thing go for a whole year. And I tell y'all, I'd come down here and lay at these altars, pray at these altars, lay my head on my Bible at these altars. And I'm telling y'all, it made a change in my life. And the only reason I still don't come lay my head at these altars because God said, do something different. And as I doing this different, I still the Spirit of the Lord. So I challenge you to get the relationship with the Lord and start hearing from the Lord and do what the Lord said. I got a young Conrad right here on the front row. I thank God for him. He told me he'd be here and he's here. He had sort of had a life like I had, and he wanted to change. He said he was in his bedroom. I call him Master D. His name is Michael Dillon. And he said he was just praying. And by that time, he didn't even know it was a divine appointment. But one thing about him, when he was telling me about it, he said, Mr. Ann, I was praying when my daddy called me and said to go up there and fill out the application. And what I liked about him so well, he was honest. He told the truth. He put on there that he was a felon. But see, in this world, now day and time, people don't give you a second chance. But see, I wouldn't be here tonight if it weren't for my Lord and Savior giving me a second chance. So them the kind of people I like for God to send to me. Someone that need a second chance to know that God is real. I done had a lot of them come through there. A lot of them came, but I know that's my ministry, y'all. As God deliver me, I must help deliver others for God's kingdom. And you know, and I enjoy it because I can tell them I'm a living witness. Where I was when y'all heard that testimony to where I'm at now. Not bragging, I'm not boasting, but I'm going to tell you a little bit how good God is. I got two businesses now. I got two homes. Got more vehicles if I gave all my kids one to drive. But that's just how good God is. And I'm not the type to brag. I'm not bragging because that stuff, if he was to tell me right now to give it away, I'd give it away. Because I know how good my God is. And I know obedience is better than a sacrifice. And I just thank the Lord for this opportunity. And I just thank the Lord what he is doing in and throughout my life. It's truly a blessing, y'all. Then the last one is the pride of life. Woo! I know none of y'all don't have no pride in your life. Do y'all even know what pride is? If you know what it is, I bet you got a little bit in there. Hallelujah. But there's a way to get that pride out. It started in Genesis. Hey, if you would, man, will you put Genesis 3 and 6 up on there? Genesis 3 and 6. Oh, that old crafty sucker boy, he got a hold of old Eve. he tricked old Eve, and then old Eve tricked old Adam. But then don't we thank the Lord for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? It says, and when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired, to make one wise. See, the first one, that one is for the lust of the flesh. She saw that the tree was good. And then for the lust of the eyes, pleasant to the eyes. It was pleasant to her eyes, that tree. And that's the way it is with us. That's how he tricked us sometimes. Sometimes the grass looked greener on this side than what it really is. But I promise you, if you get in the Word of God, when you see that grass, you'll know it's artificial. It's not real. And then that last one, boy, you know how we all want to know it all. All want to be right and know it all. And guess what? Know nothing. Know nothing. The only way you know something is the Word of God. You get the Word of God in you, ain't got to worry about the enemy. You can keep him at bay. I promise you that. So then it went on and said, and a tree to be desired to make wise. And she, whoo, look at all what she got. She was thinking that. She saw it was good for food. That's how we are sometimes. We get tricked. We look at this and think it's good. And then it went on. Then it was pleasant to the eyes. You men know how it is when something pleasant to your eyes. But what did I tell y'all about that? Look that first time. That second time, don't you look. If you do, you doomed. If it ain't the right one for you. But most of the time, it don't be the right one for you. But the thing is about the eyes, if you're not seeing spiritual things, these eyes will fool you. I'm telling you, I had a battle with my mouth. And boy, I know I had a mouth on me. And boy, I got to praying. I said, Lord, put guard over my mouth that I may not sin against thee with my lips. Lord, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Lord, help me to be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. And I'm beginning to tell y'all, my language begin to change. But in order to change things, you got to find the Word of God and put it on that situation. And it'll change that situation. Ain't no way on earth you're going to do it by yourself. And I just thank God that I learned His Word to be able to overcome that. And then I had a problem with anger. Just drop her down. Anything make me mad. Because that lifestyle I live, you couldn't make mistakes. If your feet slip, it's almost death, y'all. But I thank God I don't have to look over my shoulders no more. I thank God I don't have to put boards across my door when I lay down at night. I thank God I can rest at night. Rest in His peace. Because His peace surpasses all understanding. And I tell you what, I love the peace of the Lord. Because there's so many times in life, you're going to need that understanding. People be stabbing you in your back, be talking about you, be saying this and that, but then you know that peace will be there. I had a guy the other day, y'all, just the other day, said some things about me. It didn't move me. I felt like that love walk that I went in 1 Corinthians 13. It says, love is long-suffering, love is kind, love envy not, love is not proud, love is not prideful. It says, love seeks its own. Love is not easily angered. Hallelujah. See, that's the one that stuck with me because I was real easily angered. Because of my past, because of the things, not having enough word in me, not being full of His joy. All those things will make you act strange, y'all. And then it went on to say, love think no evil. Love rejoice not in iniquity, but love rejoices in the truth. It says, love believe all things. Then it says, love believe all things, and then love bear all things. Hallelujah. When I got the definition of bearing, love bear all things, it says, put up with everything. Hallelujah. I'm telling you the truth. But you can do that with the word of God, and you can do that with the joy of the Lord, because the joy of the Lord is our strength. The joy of the Lord is what give us that strength to be able to endure and to be able to love those that mistreat you. I went on a spree probably about a year, 3 or 4 months. The Lord told me to bless my enemies. Boy, I went to shaking hands and doing what the Lord told me to do. And I tell you, now I love those guys. I love those people. You know, if you do what God's word says do, no matter what, you're going to reap a harvest. And I'm telling you, the Bibles tell us also that we what? We reap what we sow. So now what I'm trying to do is sow love. Because it says love never fails. Because like they said, endure all things. Then it says love never fails. And I'm telling y'all, that's true. It's so true. It ain't a person on this earth right now I can tell you I dislike. And I can honestly say that. At one time in my life, y'all probably wouldn't have time to hear them all. But I thank God for the love of God and for the understanding and the wisdom and knowledge of God that I love everybody. And I really do, y'all. And then this last one is where we just on the pride of life. The pride of life is sort of like my way or the highway. Do anybody know anything about that? But I tell you what, my Bible tells me that Proverbs 14:12 says, there is a way that seems right unto a man, but the end of it is death. And that's what you get, my way or the highway. So if I was y'all, I'd take some good advice tonight. Counsel that, my way or the highway. And let it be God's way. Because Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And besides him, there is no other. And you know, I just thank the Lord for it. And I thank the Lord for his word. And it does what it says it does. Because God's word says the pride of life. What do he say about that? Pride goes before what? But what he do to the humble? He give us grace. Give us grace to be able to keep running this race, even when people talk about you. Even when they done said you won't have a job tomorrow. Even when you done walked away from a job. Hardest times is, I don't understand it. But I'm a living witness. I done seen so many people walk away from a job. So I don't believe the people when they say it ain't no job. I believe it ain't nobody wanting to work. It's hard to find somebody good to want to work. And at first, now like y'all heard my testimony, I was a hustler. I didn't know how to treat nobody. You get that job done. I was that away at first. My way or the highway. I really was, y'all. But I got to reading God's word, and it says it again in Proverbs 16:25. And I was studying the word, and I said, Lord, I just read that a couple of days, because I'm the type, I read one proverb a day. Then I read me 5 Psalms. But now the kicker is, try to read 16 chapters in the morning and 16 chapters at night. And at the end of the week, guess what? You done read the whole New Testament. And I'm telling that word to go to bubbling and you go to seeing yourself. What the word of God does to me, y'all, when I'm reading God's word, what it does for me, is 2 things that I do when I read the word of God. I repent and I rejoice. And I just thank the Lord for his word and what he's doing in my life and in my family life. You know, about probably a year and 3 months, the devil tried to take my family away from me. And if it had not been for the word of God, needless to say, he would have won that battle. But I thank God for his word, and not only God for his word, but for a band of God in my life. In the time that I truly needed a father, a friend, and a mentor. And I'm not ashamed about it. I can truly tell y'all, Pastor Jerry was right there by my side. And I thank the Lord for Pastor Jerry. I consider Pastor Jerry as my daddy. I call him daddy all the time. I really do. And I'm telling you, you know, I laugh a lot of time when he tell me how he was coming up, trying to raise his family and the mistakes that he made. But I thank God, you reap what you sow. He started sowing good seeds, and now look what he reaping. He reaping good, y'all. He reaping. And what I want to say on the end of this, and then I'm going to ask, where's Sister? Oh, Sister Inga, she there. That's my secretary, y'all. She keep me straight. She really does. I thank the Lord for we can bump heads like old rams. And before we can get untangled real good, we sitting there crying at one another. I'm sorry. I was wrong. And, you know, I thank God for that. That's where my way of the highway, I'd probably be there that child by myself. But I thank God for her endurance. I thank God that she know that she was sent there, and I know that she was sent there. And we help to one another. And here I, to end this thing, y'all, if any of this, anything that I said about the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, or the pride of life, got you tangled up, don't be ashamed. We all family here. Pastor Willis been preaching about that for going on a month better now. Then Pastor Cricket, he came in, well, Pastor Jonathan, he came in this morning and spoke on that same thing. We're going to sing, Lay Your Burdens Down. Don't be ashamed to do it, church. I sit here and I share my testimony with you. I share my deliverance with you. If you want to be free, Pastor Stephen just said, break those chains. I thank God my chains are broke. And I pray that everybody's chains be broke. But in order for your chains to be broke, you got to believe God's word, and you got to take that step of faith. We're going to open these altars up here tonight. This side right here, if you don't know what to pray and you're having problems, we're going to have some of our prayer warriors to be on this side. And then if it's something that's been, you know what to do, but just don't have the strength to do, come to this side and you and the Father, which is in heaven, talk it out. And I guarantee you, a change will come. And in order, like I said a while ago, to keep the devil at bay, you better keep the word of God in your heart. And not only in your heart, but out of your mouth. And I end with this. Y'all go ahead and start. And if there's anybody that need prayer and want to change, don't let this opportunity leave you tonight.